Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Whoa, be part of the solution, my God. You know, I don't know if you guys heard about this, you saw this, but suicides in this country, all-time high. All-time high. I really do... It's really interesting when you start looking at the numbers. We've been talking about this. We've been talking at this, if you would. And nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to listen. It's not real. So, truly, we need to get involved with these kids. We need to get involved with these young people who feel like there's nothing left to live for. I'm going to go back to hitting some of those TikTok lib videos. You have to look at them and scratch your head. I'm trying to really understand what the heck. Right? So, you've got to understand, look, I am part of the public education system. I get it. But I'm not part of that public education system. I'm not in line with any of this garbage that they're talking about allowing to happen at the schools. Hiding your sexuality or your sexual orientation from your parents. How do you know the kids aren't hiding it from you? You put enough pressure on them. We've heard this more than once. You put enough pressure on them, they'll say they're anything to fit in, not to be ridiculed, not to be made fun. Kids don't want to be made fun of. And they don't want anybody else to feel bad. So, again, you need to be opening your mouth and saying something. Here's a perfect example of how we've really lost our minds. So, Johns Hopkins Child Sex Abuse Center hired a trans professor who was forced to resign from Virginia school for defending pedophiles as minor attracted persons. So this is a sex abuse center. Can you imagine him or her, I don't even know, telling the victims that maybe they weren't victims because the person was just attracted to them, that pedophilia really is nothing bad, it's just another attraction. Seriously. Alan Walker, 34, will start to work as a postdoctoral fellow for the Baltimore School on May 24th. The center, created in 2012, it bills itself as a research center that creates a thorough, rigorous science, a public health approach to preventing child sexual abuse. Now, Walker, who uses they, them pronouns, was forced out of Old Dominion last November after 15,000 people signed a petition to have him removed from campus. You know, think about that. But yet, they're bringing him in to to join the Center for Prevention of Child Sexual Abuse. It makes absolutely no sense. None. Now, I don't even know how you deal with this. I'm not joking, I'm serious. I don't even know how you deal with this. Here you have Johns Hopkins, who we trust, we're supposed to trust, right? Their research, what they come up with. And now they do something like this. So how do you justify this? See, that's my question. How do you justify something like this? And say, well, he had one minor discretion. How's that? Right? Now, Walker's written this book, and in the book, Walker attempts to destigmatize pedophilia. He encourages people to refer to them as minor attracted people. Oh, God. And this makes sense. How? Asserting they should not be ostracized for their urges. Right, so, you know, a 50-year-old man who's attracted to a 12-year-old girl, right, there's nothing wrong with that, right? Seriously. Other contentious claims made by the professor, who possesses a doctorate in criminal justice, in the book include suggestions that pedophiles should also be provided with childlike sex dolls to satisfy their urges. What has happened to us? Right? And then went on to say that the sex crimes, or that sex crimes in general, are not immoral. You're made to be a sexual person. But you're not made to force yourself on somebody else. That's why they're immoral. All right? And just wrong. Plain out wrong. You never force yourself in any way on somebody else. You don't have a right to do that. See, they've lost all sense of right and wrong. You know, my Bible talks about those days coming in. Where right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right. People just don't, they're just totally confused as to what's what. We're not confused. We understand what these things mean. We know what a man is. We know what a woman is. We know it's right. It's not right to have, to want to have sex with a 12-year-old. Or a 9-year-old. Or a 13-year-old. Or a 14-year-old. I mean, really. If you guys have got nieces, nephews, or granddaughters, or whatever, grandsons around you that are 9, 10, 11, 12, look at them and imagine somebody having sex with them and in court somebody saying it's a natural urge to want to have sex with them. Trump is your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah, for some of you who need to dance it off a bit, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and I get a kick out of you guys, some of the stuff that you guys send me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. 6-3, and I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. All right, let's get back at it again because I got so many things I want to get. We're talking about the John Hopkins University, who we should, for all intents and purposes, should have a lot of respect for. They've done a lot of good. They've done a lot of good in the communities. They've done a lot of good in the medical world. They've done a lot of good for our kids, for adults, for that matter, too. And now what they're allowing, because they're really pushing hard. Those whacks, this very sick people who have decided that pedophilia, it's more of a sexual orientation than it is anything else. All right? They brought this person in to the John Hopkins. I'm always trying to chew on my tongue here. To the John Hopkins Child Sex Abuse Center. Now, this is a transgender professor who had to resign from a Virginia school for defending pedophiles. So, here we have none of this makes any sense. Absolutely none of this. So either John Hopkins has totally lost his mind or worried about losing money from the federal government. One of the two. Now, while he was promoting this information, Walker said that a lot of people, when they hear the word pedophile, they automatically assume that means sex offender. But is it true? It's a misconception. They believe that pedophiles don't choose who to be attracted to, so it shouldn't be considered immoral. So in other words, they're born that way. They're born as pedophiles. Why am I killing people that are redheaded? See, I was born that way. Shouldn't hold that against me. The professor further said the pedophiles should be offered help, and most of them are not destined to act on their physical urges. Right, okay. And part of the book, one of the chapters of the book, Understanding Resilience Strategies Among Minor Attracted Individuals. Now, Walker was also panned for remarks he made in November interview where they argued that people could be attracted to children. I said they. I didn't mean they. Where he argued. There was no they unless he's possessed. If he's possessed, then I'll call him they. Argued that people could be attracted to children without acting on that impulse. The professor defended using the term minor attracted persons to describe the phenomenon. It's just amazing, isn't it? A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that just isn't true. And it leads to a lot of misconceptions about the attraction towards minors. The remarks quickly inspired outrage. Students who said the professor was using a blanket term for pedophiles, and he was apologizing for criminals. I agree. It has become okay to say all of these things, it seems. It has become all okay to accept all of these things now. That it doesn't matter what you feel, what you think, what you're doing, somebody on the left will find a reason to defend you. I'm sorry. And I think this is what they want. I've been saying this for a long time. They want a war. Don't they? They want a war. And they don't care if they get it between the races, between the sexes, between the so-called genders. They want a war. In a joint statement with Old Dominion, announcing their resignation, which only took effect this month at the end of the school year, Walker claimed that she was a victim of the smear campaign by the media. And it was solely, ready for this one, solely because of their transgender. Right. That's the reason why they had a problem with this. Not because you were supporting, upholding, and defending pedophilia. No. Had to do because you were transgender. Now, I know we're on radio, you can't see it. Looking at this person, right, this person looks like a male. Apparently, she's a female. Transgender, transitioning to male. But again, why does this have to be at the front of everything? Right? We hope that these actions help bring closure to our monarch family as we move forward. I encourage all members of the monarch family to continue our efforts towards healing and civil discourse. This was after he had to resign. Safety and security of our individuals and our collective campus are of the utmost importance. Why did you let him get away with this for so long then? No, really, seriously. Why did you let him get away with this for so long if you're so, you know, if you're there to protect the kids? That's what bothers me the most. They all talk about how important it is to protect the kids, except when it comes down to protecting the kids. Then it's not so important anymore. All right, let's get off of this. Moderna's new CFO, ready for this one? He abruptly resigns after 2 days on the job. I wonder what that's all about. The Wednesday's announcement comes after Gomez's former employer, Densply Sirona, disclosed an ongoing internal investigation related to financial reporting. The investigation is focused on Densply's use of incentives to sell its dental products to distributors. Well, what's wrong with that? Seriously. In addition, Densply is also investigating allegations of certain former and current members of the senior management team directed use of incentives and other actions to achieve executive compensation targets. They're selling product. What's the problem? Really? Seriously? So they don't like the fact that he was using... and all the big pharma companies do it. They give incentive to the doctors to push their product. They give incentive to the doctors to give away some of their products so that people will use it or want to use it or feel better with it. I don't know. Maybe it's something else. I guess we'll never know, though. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he talked with the leaders of Finland and Sweden as they may join NATO.
We had a good conversation, and they expressed their interest and desires relating to security. And there will be more to report on that shortly.
He did not elaborate during the chat with reporters at the White House. Finland and Sweden are reportedly angling to join NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened Finland with unspecified retaliation if it joins NATO. A House panel is investigating the nationwide baby formula shortage. The Oversight Committee is pressing manufacturers on steps they're taking to address the issue. This as Republicans are accusing the Biden administration and Democrats of being late and slow regarding a response to the issue. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm yakking away over here and ain't nothing happening. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved and get engaged. Right? Get engaged in things and get informed so you can speak out on some of these issues. We do need people speaking out, but speak out with information. Make sure you got the information you need. All right? I mean, seriously. It makes you smarter. It makes it easier for you to get your point across. I know some of you, you know, have written me and said you're tired of hearing this. We got it. Well, who's we? You got it, maybe. There are others, even when they write to me, I go, I don't know, did you hear what I said? Do you really understand what I said? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. No, I already did that one. Never mind. This is a good one, too. You know, in schools across the country, it seems like it's no more, let's not push you to find your love when it comes to, you know, I don't know, your career. Let's not do any of that. Let's not help you find your passion for learning. No, what we want to do is make sure that you're actually identifying as the sex or the gender that you want to identify as. That seems to be the big thing all of a sudden. Not all of a sudden, over the last few years. And a Missouri school district approved a coming out of the closet where students can get chest binders and clothing to express their new gender identity. When they get to school, they're allowed to go to these transition closets and change. And then at that point, they're allowed to be called by their new name, their new gender, their new whatever. Take a listen. This should make your blood boil.
Also earlier tonight, the school board approved a grant application from Rockbridge High School's Gay Straight Alliance Club. GSA will apply for $10,000 from the It Gets Better project for a clothing closet to allow students to express themselves at school. The closet's called Coming Out of the Closet in Style. The GSA club had the chance to revise its proposal in the past month and present it to the board tonight, and the board approved it. The new proposal that was approved focuses more on the Rockbridge High School community rather than national trends and attitudes. An opponent of the idea says it was exclusive to only allow LGBTQ plus students access the closet. However, in the application, students reiterated that the closet is for everyone. A parent in support of the meeting tonight said GSA has been life-changing for her child. Reporting live in Columbia, Emma Cronin, KOMU 8 News.
I'd like to know how the school is doing academically. No, really, seriously. I'd love to know how they're doing academically. I'd love to know how the school is doing as a whole when it comes to kids learning, being happy there. Right? So the school is going to supply or provide chest biters and clothing to express their new gender identity, and the parents have nothing to say about it. Is this really what public schools are for? No, really, is this? It has become a haven for liberal loons to push their agenda on your kids. I mean, can you give me something else? Can you give me? In California, in many areas of education, we are 45th or 47th, depending on what day of the week it is. However, we're probably among the top three to teach about gender issues. Because it's much more important to know what gender you are when you're trying to build a bridge than to understand algebra, I'm sure. No doubt in my mind. And this is out of Missouri, which is really weird. Missouri's not known. Well, I didn't think it was known. Right? Now, somebody said that this these transition closets are a Christian organization. I don't buy it. Well, there's a couple of Christian churches. Now, Christian organizations, I didn't even say Christian church. Right, then it's a Christian group. I don't buy it. It might identify as one. Oh boy, I can have fun with that. But it's not. So again, it's what are we doing in these schools? I shouldn't even say that. Let me rephrase that. What are you allowing to be done in these schools? Why are you allowing this to go on in these schools when you really, really, really should only be dealing with reading, writing, arithmetic? That's what I want to know. I'm always amazed at the fact that, you know, we're always playing catch-up. Why aren't you on the front of this? Why aren't you paying attention to this on the front end of this? Why are you waiting for the crap to hit the fan to open your mouth? It doesn't make any sense, really. It shows that you're not paying attention, you kids. It shows that you're not paying attention to what they're bringing home. Right? Here, let me get my blood pressure down. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of. You know, that's a two-minute clip, but, or just under two. Here's a mom whose son, no, I guess her child, they don't tell boy or girl, was invited to join the secret GSA club. That's a great gay straight alliance club, where the teacher spoke about gender and sexuality while urging students to hide this information from your parents. Right? How is that right? How is that okay? No, really, how is this okay? Those kids shouldn't be hiding anything from their parents. And teachers who encourage kids to hide from their parents or hide issues from their parents should be immediately fired. No, really, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me that you don't know what the kid's up against at home. Well, we're hiring all these counselors. We're hiring all these social workers in schools. So if that's the case and we're paying for them and we're doing it, then they can get help with them, can't they? Can't they? So let them get the help they need. How about we do it that way? Do you want to see your host? God bless. I have a picture. I'm looking at a picture. Right? Of somebody having a party congratulating someone else on their abortion. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Save me. Will somebody please save me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting. You know, I'm seeing it in the chat room now. Yeah, you know what? I would say the same thing. There's a lot of people saying that they're glad that they're not a parent with kids in school today because they don't know what they'd have to do. They don't know what to do. They don't know what they would do. But we've allowed this to happen over decades. We need to start taking control of these people again. We need to start getting involved again, right? To a degree that they're afraid to hear from us. They're afraid to see us. Right now, they're not. Because they truly believe, first of all, they know you don't know what your rights are. And that's your fault. You should take the time to learn your rights of your kids being in school just like anything else. And then you should exercise those rights. No way around it. You should exercise those rights. You know, we talk about how precious kids are, their precious commodity, their God's gift to us. Are they? Do you really believe it? I have to ask, because what kind of fighting are you doing to save them, if you truly believe it? I look, they're not even my kids and I'm fighting for them, and it's not because of anything where, I just love kids so much. It's because my God calls me to protect those kids. And that's why I do it. And not that I hate doing it. I'm always saying this. It's the most miserably satisfying thing I've ever done. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Almost not. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. And get it done. What is it? What's his name say? Get her done. Just get it done. Don't be afraid to let anything get in your way. Get it done. You know, when I grew up as a kid in Boston, we ran the streets in Boston. Right? You got your homework done, you do whatever you had to do after school, then you ran around, you knew when the street lights came on, you had to head home. It wasn't really that simple. Except in the summertime. There were other rules in place. But a 6-year-old Kentucky boy who ran in the Cincinnati Marathon was visited by Child Protective Services. Cammy and Ben Crawford, whose son, Rainier, he ran in the Flying Pig Marathon in Cincinnati with his entire family. Now, the family was visited by CPS at the family's home in Bellevue, Kentucky. Now, on Friday, social workers came to our house and interviewed our children because leaders in the running community are calling running with children wrong. It then shows a picture of Renee seated at a table outside the family's home, supposedly speaking with one of the CPS workers. This needs to stop, the Crawfords wrote in a caption to their Instagram post. Our children are having emotional breakdowns, and not from running, but from a mob that has been weaponized by running, running's most accomplished and celebrated individuals. They're stating that children running is abusive and not providing any data or facts. The reports and stances are false. Yeah, well, what's abusive about it? It's teaching them to compete. It's teaching them to work hard. They have to get ready for it. I mean, really, you're raising some of you, the parents who call this in, you're raising a bunch of wimps. I'd love to meet your kids. I'd love to see what they're really like. You have to challenge. Challenge children. Not kind of, sort of, not maybe. It's how they become strong. The family also noted that the child admittedly wanted to run a marathon. He was insistent on it. This is a healthy thing. Why not? Maybe he saw mom and dad doing it, and he wants to be part of it with them. What's the big whoop? And somehow they think this is wrong. But she's right from a standpoint of, look, our kids are having nervous breakdowns. They're having issues. And this is the best we can do for them? As the controversy swarmed around the family, the Olympic long-distance runner Kara Goucher condemned the parents for allowing Rainier to run in a 26.2-mile race. Are they sure he ran the whole way? No, right? You really think the parents were that goofy, that stupid? I don't know who needs to hear this, but a six-year-old cannot fathom what a marathon will do to them physically. A six-year-old does not understand what embracing misery is. A six-year-old, well, you think they're really going to let him get to that point. You think they're going to let him get to the point where he's dragging himself across on his knees. Frankly, have you seen kids in a park and how much they run around? Really? And everybody wants to tell everybody else about their children till you open your mouth about theirs, and all of a sudden they're going to let you have it, aren't they? Right? The Crawfords responded to the controversy in another Instagram post last week. It said, on May 1st, our family of eight finished an entire 26.2-mile marathon. Right? They all crossed the line together, which tells me that they probably stopped. They worked together, to make sure everything came together. This is the first marathon our entire family run. See, this is nobody else's business. Think about it. It's nobody else's business. Now, the five older kids who ran their little hearts out, they waited over an hour at mile 25. And after 8 hours and 35 minutes, we all crossed the finish line together. That's cool. The family did something together that they all enjoyed, they all wanted to be part of. 8 hours, which means they stopped a couple of times. The Crawfords explained that the 6-year-old just wanted to be with the rest of the family and begged them to go. Wow, that's terrible. Right? Now, we might disagree on whether the kids should be able to do it or not. What was the harm? Right? Like the parents said, we weren't doing any competitive running. We were walking and running and walking and running. Now, again, whose business is it? It's not theirs. God. It's just amazing how people can't mind their own business in cases like that. Yes, I am one of those guys that says, if you see child abuse, I'm talking about some guy pounding on his kid in the park. Yelling at him on a regular basis, you see it when they show up at the park and dad's pounding on him. Or a kid shows up with bruises he shouldn't have on a regular basis. Speak up. Don't speak up because a family wants to run a marathon together. I have to keep it clean. Anyway. Remember all the controversy around the crack pipe giveaway? That the White House is actually giving away drug paraphernalia so people can shoot up safely. Now, we were told that wasn't happening. We were told the pipes weren't being given away. That was just an exaggeration. Well, it turns out they really are. Well, look at, is anybody shocked? Anybody's really shocked that they've now found out that the Biden administration is giving out, right? Or is giving out crack pipes, if you would. Is anybody surprised? Because I know I'm not. Now, these are safe. I love this part. These are safe smoke kits. What do you think of that? Right? Crack pipes are distributed in safe smoking kits up and down the East Coast. It's raising questions again about the Biden administration's assertion that the multi-million-dollar harm reduction grant program. Did you hear that? Multi-million-dollar harm reduction grant. So I guess harm reduction is giving them the pipes that they need. Now, this revelation might come as a surprise if you're a regular view of the White House press briefings with the Press Secretary Psaki, because she kept saying there were no pipes going out in these kits. We were wrong. It was just right-wing rhetoric. They pretty much lied about everything. Every single thing they pretty much lied about at this point. The findings are the result of the Washington Free Beacon's visit to five harm reduction organizations. They called 24 more. Every organization we visited, they said facilities in Boston, New York, Washington, Baltimore, Richmond, and so on, included crack pipes in the kits. Psaki now claims the crack pipes she initially said did not exist were not paid for by tax dollars. Ooh. But you didn't say that. You said they were not in the kits. Right?
There were definitely...
What does she think? Does she think that we're smoking the same dope that's in the crack pipes? Or the crack that's in the pipes? She must. And there's nothing they can do about it at this point in time because we know it. It's out. And I don't, I shouldn't say, I don't know how they're going to hide it because they're going to hide it. You know that already. You know, it never stops. Anyway, we talked about the 2,000 Mules the other day on the show. The Dinesh D'Souza documentary. I don't even call it a movie, it's a documentary. If you have a chance to see it, now I know some people have watched it 2, 3, and 4 times because they don't quite get it. But if you have a chance to do so, see it. And even if you don't understand every little thing about it, you will understand that they have lied to us about the most safest election. Yeah, execution, no kidding. Safest election in history. We say it was far from it. It was 180 degrees from that, right? And so, again, what are we going to do to fix it? I know we keep talking about it. We keep talking about how bad it was. We keep talking about it was stolen. I'm just going to be a jerk about it and say, we got it. We know that. We understand. Stop telling us. What do you do to fix it? What are you going to do to fix it? Why should we keep giving our money or donations to the Republican Party, when they're not going to do anything with them anyhow? They're not going to fight for us. They're not going to stick up for us. They're not going to support us. So what do we do to fix it? Make it happen. Get the right people in place. Right? Unreal. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved and get engaged. All right. Listen. Spend the weekend with family. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Okay? Find out how you can help locally. Stop worrying about the federal level. We'll take it back locally first. And once you do that, then you move up to the state. Once you do that, you move out to the federal level. That's how you get it back. That's what they do. They're in it for the long game. We need to be in it for the long game as well. Hey, God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with us every day. Check us out, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com.